This is Dakota Datebook for August 17th. One of the most storied adventures of Theodore Roosevelt during his time in the Badlands was catching the thieves who stole his boat. The future president and his two ranch hands faced frigid, cold, icy water and dwindling supplies to subdue the three thieves on the Little Missouri River. He marched them south to Dickinson for justice. Roosevelt was a deputy sheriff, and he would later earn $50 in fees and mileage for the job. Medora folks were shocked he didn't just kill the thieves, assuming the thieves would certainly have killed Roosevelt if they'd had the chance. But Roosevelt said all he wanted to do was defend himself and his property. The story didn't end there. Roosevelt filed a complaint against Redhead Mike Finnegan, Edward Bernstad, and Dutch Chris Fafenbach with Justice of the Peace Western Star. Yes, that was his name. His complaint alleged the three did take feloniously by fraud or stealth a boat being the property of the complainant. Fafenbach's charges were later dismissed. Roosevelt said Fafenbach did not have enough sense to do anything, good or bad. Finnegan and Bernstad had their day in court on this date in 1886 in Mandan and were convicted of grand larceny and sentenced to 25 months in the Bismarck Penitentiary. "If I'd had any show at all, you'd have sure had to fight," Finnegan told Roosevelt in the courtroom. But he later wrote Roosevelt a friendly letter from prison, even asking him to visit. "I have read a good many of your sketches of ranch life in the papers since I've been here, and they interested me deeply," Finnegan wrote. But after his sentence, he returned to crime and was later hanged. Bernstad was later committed to the Jamestown Hospital. More than 30 years after the boat theft, North Dakota's state auditor prorated $1,524.54 in expenses for Bernstad's care to Billings, Golden Valley, and Slope counties. Bernstad died in 1926 and is buried in the State Hospital Cemetery. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.